In 1822, a Scottish soldier convinced hundreds of people to sell everything they own and move to a country that didn't exist. His name was Gregor MacGregor. He was real. His war record was real. He had fought under Simon Bolivar in South America's Wars of Independence, earned the rank of general, and married Bolivar's cousin. The man had credentials. In 1820, he traveled to Honduras and secured an 8-million-acre land grant from the Mosquito Coast King. Then he did something extraordinary. He invented a nation on top of it. He called it Poye. He styled himself its cazique, its prince. He commissioned a 355-page guidebook describing a thriving capital city, St. Joseph, a cathedral, banks, an opera house, cobblestone streets, rich farmland, a ready-made democracy. He had Bank of Poye currency printed by the Bank of Scotland's own printer. He floated a $200,000 government bond on the London market, underwritten by a reputable city firm at 6% interest. London's upper class bought in. Farmers sold their land. Merchants liquidated their shops. Families packed everything. Two ships departed. The Honduras packet in September 1822. The Kennersley Castle in January 1823. About 250 settlers in total. They arrived on the Mosquito Coast to find jungle, mosquito-infested, uninhabited, sweltering jungle. No St. Joseph, no cathedral, no cobblestones. Just ruins barely visible beneath the undergrowth. Malaria moved through the camp within weeks, then yellow fever. At least 180 of the 250 settlers died on that beach or on the voyage home. Fewer than 50 ever made it back to Britain. MacGregor was arrested in Paris, where he had already launched the exact same scheme on French investors. A French court tried him for fraud in 1826. He was acquitted. In 1838, he moved to Venezuela, received as a national hero. He died in Caracas in 1845 and was buried with full military honors at the city's cathedral. The man who invented a country and killed 180 people in it died a decorated soldier.